Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Yes, you know, our world is so chaotic and so violent and so angry. It's like we wake up every day, there's a new crisis. And for me, it's like my soul has to take a deep breath. Mm. You know, otherwise, if I don't inhale the Holy Spirit and exhale worry, you know, inhale God's peace and exhale anxiety, if I don't allow my soul to take a deep breath, then I'm frantic spiritually. And you know, so if I'm frantic inwardly, then outwardly I'm frantic. And so what I'm learning is I need silence in my life to manage the noise. Otherwise, the noise manages me. And so peace is an outcome, is a fruit of getting quiet before the Lord. You know, I think about when the disciples were in the boat and the storm was raging all around, and there's Jesus catching a cat nap, you know, and the disciples are like, Lord, do something. And it's like he was literally physically sleeping. And I think sometimes we feel that we're in the storm, things are raging on around us, and we're like, Lord, are you going to do anything? Are you really listening? Are you really in control? But yet the Lord is wanting us to continue to grow in our trust in him and to get quiet before him so that we can see that he is in control, that we can receive his peace through these quiet retreats and this, you know, the daily quietness in our life. And so, yes, peace, I think, is critical. So once we've experienced the peace of God once we've experienced peace with God through our initial salvation, then we have the capacity to experience the peace of God in our daily walk with mm-hmm. him.
Just talking during the break with my producer, and we were talking about that idea and that picture of Jesus in the boat, and just saying that when you can nap in the storm, you will know a piece of God that you otherwise wouldn't know. But there really is something to be said, because when life is good and we're in times of favor, we might confuse peace with just a lack of agitation. But I think the bigger test of the depth of our peace is saying the storms are raging, but I'm gonna take a nap. I mean, I'm gonna rest in the Lord. You know what I mean?
Exactly, and the imagery is beautiful. Much better to be in the boat on the water in the storm with Jesus than to be on the shore around the warm fire without Jesus. Mm. And that's what I have to remind myself. Boy, the fruit is at the end of where the limb is, and the limb at the end of the limb is where Jesus is. And so let's keep allowing him to stretch us to trust him more and more in our daily walk.
Okay, you're going to have to say that one again. The fruit is at the end of the limb. Say it one more time, because it's nailing me.
So this may be my rural background growing up. I don't know. So the best fruit sometimes, as I understand in agriculture, the best fruit sometimes is at the end of the limb. And we have to kind of shimmy out on the limb to the end to get the fruit, but yet that's where Jesus is. Jesus is where the best fruit is, and it's a matter of trusting him and not looking down, but looking towards him and looking towards the fruit.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.